Hello, and welcome to Basic Money Matters, where we take the complicated financial parts of your life and your business and make it easy for you to understand. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am so glad that you have joined today, because guess what? Today is the first day of the rest of your financial journey. Today is the first day of a transformation for you in your mind around your finances. So the topic for today and for the next several podcast is pre-pandemic financial mind and post-pandemic financial mind. So I was moved. I was thinking about finances before COVID-19 happened and how things were operating for me. And I began to also think about some corrections and adjustments and things that I have been making over the last several months, and then planning for the change, how I would operate financially in some areas after the pandemic is over. And it occurred to me that I am not the only one. It also occurred to me that in reality, finances starts with a mindset, how you think about money. What you think about money factors in to how you handle money. So before this pandemic, we were all living our lives, doing, traveling, spending, doing whatever, and we had a financial mindset. So what I am going to share with you is going to be a challenge. It's going to be a challenge, but it's also going to hopefully be a journey for us all to move, to change our mindset around finances. Personal finances. I'm going to challenge you to think about how you are operating as it pertains to finances prior to March of 2020, all of your life prior to March of 2020. And we're going to ask some questions here for you to reflect on. And then this series of podcasts will focus on next. Working on correcting, how do we correct and adjust our mindset around our finances during this pandemic time? And then finally, challenging you to dedicate and declare what the changes would be first, with your mindset around your finances after the pandemic is over. And why is this important? Because I believe that this time, it is an extremely worrisome and stressful time for many people. Millions. Many of you have lost your jobs, either have lost hours on your job, work hours on your job, you've lost revenue from your business or lost your business altogether. So many changes in our lives. There's fear of going out. There's fear when you go out. There's so many things going on. We are all just trying to stay healthy. But at the end of the day, finances continue At the end of the day, we still have to pay bills with what we have coming in. We still have to try to make it through this pandemic. And when this pandemic is over, the question is, will you be the same in the area of finances? And I hope the answer would be no. I challenge you and hope that the answer would be, I will be better when this pandemic is over, about how I think about money. My mindset towards money is different. How I handle my finances is different. And I will be on top of my finances when this pandemic is over. It doesn't matter. What we're not talking about is what money is in your hands right now. Because I do understand that many people are on unemployment, are only receiving unemployment. And we're worried about, you know, how are we going to be able to keep our homes? Worried about how we're going to be able to pay our student loan debt, our car note, and things of that nature. So I get it. I understand it. It's a reality. And there are resources that are out there, some, and things will work out. But there are also things that we can do during this time, in time of reflection, thoughtful reflection, being real about what we were doing before, understanding why we were operating in the areas of finance before the way we were, and then saying, hey, I can do better because that rainy day is here. That rainy day has come upon us. It's more than rain. It is a monsoon. It's a hurricane. It's a tornado. It's all of those wrapped in one, this pandemic. So we all heard the term save for a rainy day. And we know that we should save for a rainy day. We should have been saving for a rainy day. We should always save for a rainy day. Not to make light of anything, but the rainy day has come, right? I hear you say, that's right, Annette, the rainy day has come. The rainy day is here. And this is not rain. This is a tornado and hurricane, all of that wrapped in one. And it is awful. So that's why our parents and our grandparents and just people we love taught us to save for a rainy day, because you never know when a rainy day is going to come. So we may not have done that. Fine. That may not have happened before March of 2020. It doesn't matter. That's history. But what is not history is how we were operating, because we have to take the time to look at what we were doing and not doing as it relates to finances, spending, habits, things of that nature. What were we doing or not doing before March of 2020 that kept us from saving for a rainy day? So now that we're here, even though we may not have saved for a rainy day, and we're here where we're here, all that we have in our hands, what we do have in our hands is our minds and our faith and grit, determination. So we take those. And during this, you can call it quarantine period if you'd like, but during this quarantine period, during this time, while this pandemic is going on and we have more time on our hands in our homes to reflect, we need to use this time to analyze the past, determine how we want it to be for the future with help in terms of some guidance as to what we should be thinking about, how we should be budgeting and things of that nature. And then say, I purpose in my mind, in my heart, to change my mind about how I think about money and how I am going to operate, how I'm going to manage my money when my money comes back. And if your money has not gone, you're going to make the change more immediately. But for those who are on unemployment or whose revenues have decreased from their business or whatever it may be, if your money has gone down, then you may not have as much as you had before March in order to make significant changes. But your mindset, one thing that we all have in common, the one thing that has not been taken away from any of us during this pandemic is our minds. And I declare to you that you have a sound mind, that you have peace of mind, and that this mind of yours will be transformed, that your financial mind before this pandemic will be transformed to a greater financial mind during and after this pandemic. So that when this is over and you get back to work, you get a new job, your business is back booming, you will not only save for a rainy day, but you will have investments that you will be saving for your children's college, that you will have a retirement savings plan in place and operating, and that you will have control over your finances. So when, not if, but when another rainy day comes, and another rainy day may be just a personal rainy day that just happens to you or your family, or it could be a greater national, in this case, world rainy day that's happened to all of us. No matter what type of rainy day will come again, because it will come again, we will be in a better position financially to withstand. So, therefore, this topic, pre-pandemic financial mind, moving towards a better financial mind, a post-pandemic financial mind, that is what we mean when with this topic. So let's just take a few moments, and if you're really listening, and if you really, really, really want to make a change, you can. But the first step to making a change, no matter what area it is, and this is simply about finances, is to be real with yourself, is to admit, to be honest, whatever you want to call it, you can write it down, but you need to take the time to reflect on these questions, write the answers down, look in your checkbook, look at your bank statements, whatever it takes for you to answer these questions. But you need to deal with the financial mind that you have pre-pandemic. Before March 2020. And the reason that is a critical date, I use this date because our lives changed from that moment on. And we know how our lives changed. Yes, this is a public health emergency, but it is also a financial emergency in the lives of millions and millions of people because of how it has impacted our ability, our jobs, in every single aspect of our lives. So, first question, we're going to focus the rest of this podcast today on some questions for reflection, for you to reflect on and to answer about what was your financial mind before March 2020? How did you operate? So some specific questions. What did you think about money? I mean, it could be the same way you're thinking about it right now. You may not have made a change. Obviously, you probably haven't made a change. So what do you think about money? How do you think of money? Is money to you something that you just get and spend and spend and spend? Is it something that you get and spend and share? Is it something that you get? What is truly your mindset around money? How did you manage your finances? Did you have a method, a way of managing your finances? Did you know what was coming in? And did you have a true grasp of what you were spending? Did you know on a monthly basis what you spent your money on? Could you account for those dollars coming in the door and those dollars going out the door? Were you operating on a budget, which is basically the same thing? Did you really technically have a piece of paper or a spreadsheet or something where you had a budget and you had a plan for how you were going to spend your money on that next month, and then month after that, and the quarter after that? Were you operating on a budget? Did you plan for rainy days? What that means is, were you, and are you, or more so, were you, before March 2020, putting money aside in some type of savings vehicle in order to have money available in case of an emergency? Hot water heater breaks, car breaks, you need some type of, you need some funds out of nowhere for your child, or money put aside in case something happened to your job and that you had enough living expenses for at least 6 months. Were you doing that? Is the answer yes? Is the answer no? Is the answer sometimes? I did some of it. I thought about it. Be real. The purpose of these questions is for us to be honest with ourselves, to reflect and to think. And then until we answer those questions and understand that, we cannot move forward and do anything different. Because then we need to understand the impact, I think we do now, the impact that it has to not be doing these things, or the impact to not have a decent, sound financial mind. Now, we're not trying to make you a financial analyst or an accountant or an expert, but there are basic things that we all need to be operating. We need to be operating in the same manner. Some basic things that need to be placed. You have to be in control of your finances. It cannot control you. It cannot be just whatever. Otherwise, you will not have planned for a rainy day. You will not have funds available for you in retirement. Otherwise, you will not have planned for your children's college education and so many other things. So let's continue with the questions. Before March of 2020, all of your life, whether that was 50 years or 40 years or 20 years, were you a spender only? Were you annual vacations? I think that's important. Annual vacations, wherever, no matter how much it costs, but no saving. So there's a difference. It's good, it's healthy, it's important to take at least an annual vacation. And away is better. And many of you got that right. I see you. I see the pictures on Facebook. I see you over in Cancun and all these marvelous places. But the question is, were you also planning for a rainy day along with your annual vacation? So were you a spender only? Or were you a spender and a saver? Kudos. What were you doing with the dollars left after paying your bills? Going out and partying? Getting on Amazon, seeing what the latest deals are? Buying, spending? Did you know? Were you aware of? Do you have records of? Did you have a complete grasp on how much you were spending on your fun things? Some may call it vices, but your fun things. For you, it's a fun thing. Cigarettes, alcohol, general shopping for clothes, clothes, shoes, the latest in technology, general shopping for anything. How much you were spending on personal, your wigs and whatever it might be. We got to keep ourselves up, adorned. But there has to be a reasonableness. We have to be reasonable with everything. Did you have a complete grasp on how much you were spending on things you wanted versus things you actually needed? So there's a difference, right? Yes, I want this 70-inch television. Question is, did you already have a TV? Did you really need it? Because those dollars could have gone into savings or could have been parlayed into an investment or put in an account for your child's education or whatever it might be. Wants versus need. So these questions I throw out for you to really honestly look at and think about and be honest. And I would say, rate yourself. So let's continue. Be frank and real. Answer those questions honestly. Could you have been better with managing your money? Once again, what that means is being able to and paying your non-discretionary bills, rent, utilities, car note, keeping your debt low and to a minimum, not getting into unnecessary debt, minimizing your discretionary spending. Discretionary means your wants, things that you could do without, minimizing that. Could you have been better with your money pre-pandemic? Saving for a rainy day, once again, saving for retirement, saving for kids' college. I would venture to say the answer for most of us is a yes, is a resounding yes. I challenge you to understand what you were doing, how you were managing, what your strengths were in this area before March of 2020, and where your weaknesses were. Your weakness, your strengths could have been, you had a budget. You were laying out a budget each month or for the year. But your weakness might have been that you were spending over your budget and not making any corrections. Well, if you had a budget to spend, you know, $300 on one thing, and every single month you were spending $650, well, there's one of two problems. Either the budget wasn't realistic, or you are not committed to the budget. If you're going to have a budget, which kudos, that was a strength because you were putting in place a budget. But a budget is only as good as actually doing something about it, managing, actually following it. So if you budgeted to spend $300 on one particular thing, and every month for the last 3, 4, 5, 6 months or a year, you were spending $600, $650, then a correction is in order. The strength was having the budget. The weakness is not following it. So that would be one weakness to look at. So as I said earlier, the big old rainy day is here. It started in March, and it's called a public health emergency or pandemic. You've been affected in some shape, form, or fashion. And if you haven't, hallelujah. Now, many have been forced, as a result of this pandemic, forced to cut spending. Why have you been forced to cut spending? Because you have no money coming in, so therefore nothing to spend, or not as much money coming in. You've been forced to cut your spending because you really can't take the vacations like you have in the past. And there's not a whole lot of places that you can go. You're going to be masked up. You're going to go to the grocery store, and you may go a few places, but there are not a lot of places that you can go right now in this pandemic. So you have been forced to cut spending. What that means is most people are not spending as much on gas, automobile gas, because you're not driving to work. Or if you are driving to work, you're not moving around town the way you normally would. You're not spending any money on movie theater tickets unless you're going to the drive-in. You're not spending any money on movie theater tickets, and certainly not on the expensive popcorn and soft drinks and things of that nature. So that now that we have been forced to cut our spending, it's an opportunity to look at that and say, hey, I could have lived without this or that all along. I'm not spending on this or that now. I really could have lived without it. If you don't have as much coming in now than you were before March of 2020, and one of your favorite things was smoking cigarettes or whatever it might be, you're probably not able to buy as many as you were before. And you realize that, I could probably reduce the amount that I was smoking and save some money. So today, as we end this podcast for today, your assignment is to reflect on your pre-pandemic mindset. So a man thinketh, so he is. You have to be faithful over the little things. And when you are faithful over the little things, then you can and will be made a ruler over many. And what does that mean? It really does not matter what your hourly rate is, how much you make on your job. It doesn't matter what your salary is. It doesn't matter whether you make $8 an hour, $10 an hour, $20 an hour. We're all moving to move up the economic ladder. We all want a better job. We all want more clients. That you should always be achieving for. But where you stand, where you stood before March 20th, whatever you were making before March 2020, whatever business revenues you were generating before March of 2020, whatever was put into your hands, how many dollars were put into your hands each month, that is what was given to you. That is what you were responsible for, to be faithful over. You never look at money. Never, ever look at what is put into your hand as little. This is so little, I scoff at it. This is so little, I just treat it any kind of way. Because if you treat what is already in your hands, the dollars that you make, the dollars that you've been making before March of 2020 as nothing, then you'll never be made ruler of much more. And that's a mindset. So let's take this week and go through our pre-pandemic mindset, financial mindset. Write down what you were doing, what your strengths were, what your weaknesses were, what you were not doing that you should have been doing, how you were saving or not saving, spending or not spending, budgeting or not budgeting, faithful or not faithful, and come back for next week. And then we're going to talk about what we do with that information during this quarantine time, during this time, so that we can have corrections in our mind and a plan of action and transform our financial mind from the old to the new. So I look forward to the next podcast where we move forward with this. But remember, this is the beginning of a new financial mindset and a new financial journey for you. It doesn't matter what your struggles are right now. You have a mind, you have the time, you have the space to think, reflect, and plan. God bless you. Have a great day and a great week.